Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mr. Richard Pennyman bringing us back, otherwise known as Little Richard. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Chris Carosa is our guest. He's a certified trust financial advisor, author of a bunch of books on financial planning, including the new one, From Cradle to Retirement, The Child IRA. He's become a major cheerleader for helping people understand how to set up retirement plans for their own children, help them get a head start. Chris, thanks again for being here. ChildIRA.com, is that the website for the book?
ChildIRA.com, that's right.
All right, and what about your own company website?
Well, I have several different things. If you like to follow me as an author, just go to my website, to my author page, Christopher Carosa, on Facebook, and that will tell you wherever you want to go and
all right.
It'll lead you there.
Sounds good. So, Chris, one of the things that that we have to all have to realize, this is an overarching thing that I'm going to say here. It's almost impossible for me to imagine, for us to imagine, how the government's safety net, retirement safety net, Social Security. Is going to look when your teenage son and my teenage grandsons retire. It certainly isn't going to look like it does now, and it's going to be really smart and I think a loving thing to do to help our children get ready for that future and without depending so much on the government. I just don't see how that contingent liability is going to get funded. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a lot of people who agree with you, not the least of which is the trustees of the Social Security Fund.
Right.
For the last couple of years, they've come out with annual reports saying that it's going to run out of money, I think, in 2030-something. Now, it won't totally be bankrupt by that point, but Social Security as we know it today probably is not sustainable
yeah.
by the time that our kids retire. So a lot of parents are worried about that, and I think it's right for them to be worried about it. And, you know, it's to really go back in time. You know, don't be a Blanche Dubois. Don't depend on the kindness of strangers.
Right.
Here's a way to take control of your own retirement and do it while your kids are still young to help them. This way you don't have to worry about how your kids are going to retire long after you're gone.
And we're talking about the child IRA, folks, which is an important thing to think about. And one of the things I want to make sure we point out, though, also, Chris, is I want you to help people understand the difference between a child IRA and the 529 program, because they might be a little bit confused about that. Go ahead.
Sure. A 529 program is like an IRA, except it does not require you to earn money to contribute to, number one. Number two, anybody can contribute to it in the child.
But it's for an education fund, though, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, number three, you're limited on what you can use it for. You can only use it for education. So the 529 plans came into popularity about 20 years ago, and they've grown enormously. It's done on a state-by-state basis.
Right.
So there's a lot of work that you have to do when you do one. They're fairly easy to set up now just mm-hmm. because everybody's doing it. The child IRAs, although represent maybe a more attractive alternative, and here's why, especially if you use the Roth IRA. And I've talked to people who have done this. I talked to one parent. Well, actually, I talked to the now adult child whose father set up a Roth IRA for her in the 1990s, a long time ago. And she used a portion of that money from the Roth to fund her graduate school education. So you're limited. Huh. You can only put in what the maximum is allowable
right.
in the IRA to do that. But you can still use it for education. Now, here's the other thing, is that a lot of times college financial aid formulas will assume that the student, the child, will use all of the 529 to pay for the education, thereby reducing the financial aid that's awarded.
Right.
That doesn't happen with the IRA, whether they're Roth or regular. The retirement money is set aside. The college assumes that it cannot touch the retirement.
The college still has to fund, even, and so the child gets more money.
Potentially, yes.
Yeah. So it doesn't have to be either or, though, right? I mean, there's no with the funding ability. If you have the funding ability, it wouldn't be a bad thing to have both of them, right?
Oh, definitely not. In fact, it's great to have both of them. And in my book, there's a chapter at the end of the book where I talk about what we can do to make the child IRAs more accessible. Because, like I said, right now, the child has to earn money. And what I say at the end is that states can redefine what 529 plans are. Mm-hmm. They can say 529 plans can be either used for college or for retirement.
The main thing is to get educated on what the different programs do and establish for how it fits your family and how your funding ability, and especially if you own a small business or not. This is why this conversation is so important for my audience. Hey, Chris, congratulations on the book. Folks, I encourage you to check it out for your children and your grandchildren, From Cradle to Retirement, From Cradle to Retirement, The Child IRA, just out now from Chris Carosa. Hey, Chris, good job today. Will you come back soon?
Oh, definitely.
We enjoyed having you on the show. Good job. See you later.
Okay.
Chris Carosa, ladies and gentlemen. ChildIRA.com, by the way. That's the website for the book. Be sure to check that out. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.